Right, I will. You're going to hear more from those Carson High students in just a moment, and you're going to hear a lot about the event they were in D.C. to attend, the presidential inauguration.
For spacious sky, for amber waves of grain.
Back when they wrote the U.S. Constitution, the country's founding fathers came up with 35 words, an oath, the same one that every president says when he takes office or starts a new term, the same one that U.S. Chief Justice John Roberts gave to President Obama yesterday.
Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Barack Hussein Obama, do solemnly swear.
I, Barack Hussein Obama, do solemnly swear.
That I will faithfully execute.
That I will faithfully execute.
The office of President of the United States.
The office of President of the United States.
And will, to the best of my ability.
And will, to the best of my ability.
Preserve, protect, and defend.
Preserve, protect, and defend
the Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
So help you God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, Mr. President.
That isn't the first time President Obama has taken that oath this week. The Constitution says a president's term ends and the next one starts at noon on January 20th. That was Sunday. And that's when Chief Justice Roberts gave President Obama the oath in the White House. Not the first time something like that has happened. In fact, it's the seventh time. Whenever January 20th has fallen on a Sunday in an inauguration year, the public ceremony has been moved to Monday. Organizers expected around 800,000 people to fill the National Mall for that ceremony. The platform at the U.S. Capitol building was filled with former presidents, Supreme Court justices, and members of Congress. The ceremony included some stars as well, like Beyonce, who performed the national anthem, and Kelly Clarkson, who sang My Country, Tis of Thee. Including Barack Obama, 17 presidents have given a second inaugural address. The theme for yesterday's inauguration was Faith in America's Future. And in his speech, President Obama talked about what lies ahead for the country.
America's possibilities are limitless, for we possess all the qualities that this world without boundaries demands. Youth and drive, diversity, and openness, an endless capacity for risk, and a gift for reinvention. My fellow Americans, we are made for this moment, and we will seize it so long as we seize it together.
The inaugural day and its traditions don't end with the swearing-in ceremony. Afterward, the president and congressional leaders sat down for a ceremonial lunch. Then the first family led the way from the Capitol back to the White House in the inaugural parade. It included floats and marching bands from across the country. And Inauguration Day wrapped up last night with parties to honor the president.
Going back to George Washington, there have been 57 presidential inaugurations. It gives us a lot of interesting inaugural info. President Obama's speech yesterday was around 2,000 words long. The shortest inaugural address was George Washington's second one, just 135 words. The longest, nearly 8,500. William Henry Harrison spoke for an hour and 45 minutes in a snowstorm without wearing a coat or hat. He died 1 month later of pneumonia. There have been 57 inaugurations, but presidents have taken the oath of office 71 times. That's because of situations like this year when President Obama took it twice. One man has been on both sides of that oath. William Taft took it in 1909, then he administered the oath in 1925 and 1929 because he was the Chief Justice of the United States. How about some inaugural technological inauguration trivia? Say that three times fast. First inauguration known to be photographed, James Buchanan in 1857. First one on TV, Harry Truman in 1949, and first inauguration broadcast on the internet, Bill Clinton in 1997.